This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Airline workers grounded.
I can't really imagine not having a paycheck.
Making their case.
We're going to start rewarding work, not wealth.
On the campaign trail.
Joe Biden is too weak to lead this country.
Fewer crashes for elderly drivers.
Older adults are healthier today.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. Airports here and around the country have become veritable ghost towns as people stayed home during the pandemic. Today, tens of thousands of airline workers could start losing their jobs as government payroll assistance ends. Here's correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Daryl Aaron and his wife are both now furloughed flight attendants, just about a week away from welcoming their first child.
The job I work in requires me to be calm in the face of uncertainty. And as stressed out as I am, I can't let those emotions overcome me.
CBS News estimates around 45,000 airline workers are subject to furlough or layoff as soon as today after the government's $25 billion payroll support program expired. At least 44,000 other employees took early exit packages. The pandemic is also devastating the airport parking industry.
Our business just disappeared into thin air.
Rob Chavez's family has owned Fast Park for 60 years. He had to lay off 60% of his staff. That's 540 people.
Here in Florida, it seems like everything is opening up with few restrictions. That's creating some confusion and concern. Here's CBS's David Begno.
Florida's nightlife is heating up after Governor Ron DeSantis officially ended all COVID-related business regulations last week.
They have a right to operate.
He also effectively ended local government's abilities to enforce mask mandates. But businesses can still require customers to wear masks, which has caused some confusion at the newly reopened nightclubs.
We were asking them to wear the mask. They were confused. They thought that they did not have to wear the mask.
And many health officials here are concerned that the massive reopening will start a new wave of coronavirus. The latest on campaign 2020 has the debate commission considering new rules after Tuesday night's proverbial food fight. They include one that would mute a candidate's mic if he breaks the rules. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
The commission controls the audio feed. So in these negotiations with the campaigns, they can say, if you don't do what we want, we can cut your sound off. That is on the table. Whatever the commission decides, it hopes to inform the country in the coming days.
The president and Joe Biden have been in battleground states with Mr. Trump trying to back off of his refusal to disavow white supremacist groups. White House correspondent Paula Reed.
I held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lies, 47 years of betrayals, and 47 years of failure.
President Trump continued to slam his Democratic rival as he campaigned in Minnesota Wednesday night.
You know, Biden lost badly when his supporters are saying he should cancel the rest of the debates.
But as he left the White House earlier in the day, the president tried to clean up his much-criticized comment on white supremacy and the group Proud Boys during the first presidential debate.
They're going to stand down. They have to stand down. Everybody.
It was a step further than he had gone on Tuesday when asked to denounce white supremacist groups.
I think it was just a national embarrassment.
Joe Biden seized on the comments.
I'll just tell them to stand down.
but stand by. We need to remember who in God's name we are.
Parts of California's Sonoma County have received early morning evacuation orders with exit routes jammed and a wildfire moving fast. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Officials say the next 2 days are crucial in containing the glass fire, with winds expected to pick up through tomorrow.
Now's the time for our firefighters to buckle down.
The fire has forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people, and dozens have lost their homes, including St. Helena resident Sean Mayer.
I'm just stunned. I never thought of really fire danger here.
Mayer says his brother also lost his home, as did his 87-year-old father.
We both cried, and it's tough.
Meanwhile, Napa's lucrative wine industry now faces an uncertain future. The San Francisco Chronicle lists more than a dozen wineries that have been damaged or destroyed.
Hundreds of Las Vegas massacre survivors and victims will receive a settlement worth hundreds of millions. And CBS's Steve Futterman reports the settlement comes at a significant time.
It happened 3 years ago today.
There's a shooting! There's a shooting!
The worst mass shooting in American history. Now a judge has approved an $800 million settlement with the more than 850 people who were wounded and the relatives of the 58 people killed. MGM Resorts acknowledged no liability. It will pay $49 million, while its insurance companies will pay $751 million.
A man arrested just over 2 weeks ago for a carjacking has now been charged with the ambush shootings of two Los Angeles County deputies. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the arrest wasn't announced earlier because it took that time to link the suspect to the shootings.
We had no evidence at that time to tie him to anything else. Do we have suspicions? Yes.
Villanueva says a gun found near the scene of the carjacking matched a ballistics test from the shooting scene. The deputies received head wounds but are now out of the hospital. The suspect has pled not guilty to attempted murder and other charges. Here in Florida and in other places with older populations, older drivers have always gotten a bad rap. Now a new study shows that just isn't fair. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
A new study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety shows that drivers in their 70s have fewer crashes per miles driven than middle-aged drivers. Part of that, says Institute President David Harkey, is we're aging better.
What we were concerned about for the 65-year-old in the 80s and 90s, now we're thinking more about the 80-year-old.
Harkey also believes crash prevention technology is having an impact. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
60s kids probably think of Colonel Keds, Lost in Space, or James Bond when we think of having our own personal jetpack. Having one has been a pipe dream for most of us. But from London, CBS's Vicky Barker tells us there is one that's being put to good use.
We're not talking about big distances, but we're talking about steep gradients.
Andy Mawson knows what it's like to be a paramedic in England's small but mountainous Lake District.
Carrying medical kit up the side of a mountain in the lakes to get to someone having a heart attack is so difficult.
But enter this, a jet suit which can reach a stricken climber in 60 to 90 seconds instead of the 20 minutes a rescue helicopter could take or the 40 minutes it could take on foot.
A real kind of sea change in how we deliver remote medicine.
The jet suit will start flying to the rescue next summer. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Heartbreak for a star couple.
After being hospitalized for complications with her pregnancy over the weekend, Chrissy Teigen has announced she's lost the baby. The model and entrepreneur recently revealed that she and her husband, singer John Legend, were expecting their third child. She broke the news to fans on social media saying, "On this darkest of days, we will grieve, we will cry our eyes out, but we will hug and love each other harder and get through it." They named the baby Jack. Lisa Mateo, CBS News.
In New Jersey, two men have been charged with a phishing scam, conning several NBA and NFL players into revealing social media usernames and passwords, then selling the information or using it to extort money from them. Prosecutors say one suspect published explicit photos and threatened to post more. They say the two men were not working together. They face wire and computer fraud conspiracy charges. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, October 1st, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814.
Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.